This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. It's a Memorial Day weekend. We talked a little bit about the importance of Memorial Day weekend and how we make that part of our holiday weekend. And, you know, obviously we all can acknowledge that in our own ways. If you go back and listen to the podcast, you can hear us talking about that in the first segment. I want to highlight once again, Ryan, you talked a little bit about, we've got a couple things that have come across our way that we want to make sure that we promote to help our neighbors here with the storm damage. Can you set us up? There's two things that are taking place. And if y'all have anything else that you want us to know about, the best thing to do is get on the Annie Fry YouTube chat and comment and let us know if you have things that people are doing. If we can vet that that's an actual thing, then maybe we'll mention that as well.
Yep, this one is cool. Ted Drew's second location on South Grand is open for the summer, first of all, and then a portion of the proceeds from that location, no matter what you get, will support all the local tornado relief efforts through this Sunday. And then we just mentioned during the time check a few minutes ago that we at 97.1 are partnering with Guns and Hoses to and Dave Munganask St. Louis Honda to basically create a donation center with Dave Munganask St. Louis Honda, where you can drop off all of your non-perishable foods, baby items, cleaning products, bottled water, toiletries, gift cards are always something else you can do. It's very easy. At St. Louis Honda, Dave Munganask in South County. That is Monday through Saturday. Anytime you want to drop by with some stuff there, that is all part of the Guns and Hoses 97.1 effort.
All right. Let's get to Brad. We can start up what I miss here, and we can get to some of the things you want to highlight. And then we'll, in the 125 segment, we're going to hit up next question. It's our Ask Us Anything. If you get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can ask us questions in the chat there. Anything you want to know, any good Ask Us Anything questions that you might have had lingering or things that you, curiosities you've had, we would love to use those in participation in that 125 segment. So join us there. And we are over 12,000. We have 12,002 subscribers. We did it. Hooray.
Hooray.
High fives all around. Whenever we get to like 12,000 or 12,002, and I mentioned that, and I put up the counter, the live counter on the screen, there's always some rascals out there that unsubscribe.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to see if it actually moves. So,
which I'm fine with.
Yeah. We appreciate your hooliganery. So, all right, let's get to what I missed over the course of the week.
What did I miss?
All right, so I have a couple clips here, and the first clip I want to pull up is Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio made a bunch of waves on Capitol Hill.
He's my favorite.
Over the past couple days, and I think he gives one of the most succinct, best descriptions of what U.S. foreign policy should be and immigration policy, really. He was talking to Tim Kaine about this this clip. So I'm going to share this and then play it for you guys, and you guys tell me what you think.
story. If there is a subset of people that are easier to vet, who we have a better understanding of who they are and what they're going to do when they come here, they're going to receive preference, no doubt about it. There are a lot of sad stories around the world, millions and millions of people around the world. It's heartbreaking. We cannot assume millions and millions of people around the world. No country can. So you have to have a process of deciding who do you prioritize, who do you allow in. We do it all the time. We do it in our immigration system now under our current laws. Unfortunately, it's primarily based on family connection and not on what they're going to contribute to the society from a merit standpoint. That should be changed, but that'll require statutory changes. But the bottom line is, this notion that somehow we have to accept anyone who wants to come to the United States is absurd. No country in the world has an immigration policy like that.
So he says there, basically, the main idea is that this idea that we have to take anyone into the United States is an absurd notion. And he's right. I don't understand why everybody thinks that, you know, or at least I should say people that champion the left's immigration policies think that if somebody comes here and they've got a sad story, we have to take them in. Sometimes your story isn't good enough. I think that Donald Trump is right whenever he talks about we want people to come here. We want immigrants, but we want the best. We don't want just any person. And as a country, as much as we would like to support everybody, I don't understand why people think that we can actually do that. We are the greatest country in the world, but there are some things that are still a bridge too far. We just can't do it.
J.D. Vance or Rubio, 2028?
I'd go Rubio right now.
I'm an OG Rubio supporter.
I don't have any problem with Vance, but yeah, between the two.
I don't think Vance should just get it because he's the VP.
Yeah, I would like to see a primary.
What I would like is for J.D. Vance and Rubio to work it out before primary. I don't want to see...
Gentleman's agreement? Maybe run on the same ticket?
I don't...
Vance for VP again?
No, that's the thing that I don't think happens. It's not Rubio Vance. crazier things have happened, I suppose, but he's so good at it. And I knew he would be good at it. And everyone was like, oh, he's a rhino. Rhino Rubio. Marco.
Did you see the Chris Van Hollen quotes about Rubio after that Senate hearing? That's absurd.
Chris Van Hollen is the BFF of the Maryland father?
Yes. Of Trent D'Aragua, yes, or MS-13.
The guy who went to Kohl's before he did the interview with him, yes, in El Salvador, yes, or whatever it was. That plaid shirt, short sleeve button up.
Yeah.
KC Chiefs hat. What? I can't believe nobody's making fun of that as much as
I know.
Like, to me, they were like, Maryland father, MS-13 gang member. We need to go to Colts. Like, you get the on sale, like, purchase at the cash register, the impulse buy. They're like, ooh, KC Chiefs hat. That's a good one. Yeah. Get that, too.
Yeah, this was a few months ago.
Yeah.
You can get it for super cheap now.
Should have been wearing jorts.
He said, Chris Van Hollen said, quote, your campaign of fear and repression is eating away at the foundational values of our democracy. To Marco Rubio. About that. He had just voted for Rubio for this position.
Is he the one who said, like, this makes me, yes, regret my vote? And Marco Rubio's response was, your regret for voting for me is confirmation that I'm doing a great job.
I've yeah, got the quotes if you want them. Van Hollen said, and I have to tell you directly and personally that I regret voting for you for Secretary of State. And then Rubio, first of all, your regret for voting for me confirms I'm doing a good job. That's great.
All right. So the next clip that I have here is from Peter Doocy, and he is reporting on Donald Trump in the Oval Office meeting with the South African president. And fireworks flew in this thing.
And it's worth pointing out that is definitely the most awkward Oval Office meeting since Zelensky was here. It ended a little bit better because I can see the vehicle. It is not leaving. The South African delegation is not leaving early. They will be sticking around for lunch. But really, when you watch that, it seems like the Trump foreign policy doctrine is a lot like the old slogan for the MTV show The Real World, where people stop being polite and start getting real. And that's what we just saw from President Trump.
So, for those of you who don't know, and Donald Trump had the president of South Africa in, and he played the video of basically South African farmers, the alleged genocide that is going on there, and all of that other stuff, because he's just confronting people to their face now, and that's what we need from foreign foreign policy. Ryan, you and I talked about this the other day. There is not another president out there that would address this in this way.
Yeah, they. It was actually, I watched a little bit of a live. It was uncomfortable to watch for all the right reasons, because it was Donald Trump saying, this is happening on your watch. I'm going to show you what you will not address. And the world reacted.
I'm pulling up one more clip here that I find very fun. And it's one that Annie sent me, but I also came across it myself. And this is a Florida sheriff, Grady Judd is his name. And he, basically his department conducted a sex sting. And this video is just wild. So I will pull this up, share this, and let you guys see what you think. But this one really you want to see online.
43 from Davenport. This is our human trafficking and prostitution folks. He's charged with offering to commit. This is Jason Bathis, okay? When he walks in, you think, well, I have set up a deal with an ugly woman. And I think you would all agree that this guy's an ugly woman, right? This is what you really get when the makeup comes off.
Ew.
This is Jason Bathis. Now, I want you to think about this a minute, okay? You decide that you're going to hook up with a woman. She comes in, and she's already uglier than a mud fence, right? And then, as you start to engage, you find out, hey, this dudette is a dude, and look what he really looks like. Yeah, he looks like he should have been in a Scarface movie someplace. I don't know. This is what's happening. People think they're getting this, and many times they're getting a really bad guy.
And I don't know if you guys noticed on the side there, it says fool around and find out. But yeah, I just found it funny because that was an ugly, ugly person. And I just,
man, it was an ugly man.
Ugly man. It was an ugly man. Uglier than a, what'd he say? A mud hen?
Mud fence.
Mud fence.
What is a mud fence?
I've never heard of a mud fence.
It sounds like it's ugly.
I would think that it would be not that effective in a rainstorm.
You know, that's one thing they say about mud fences.
I mean,
what are we talking about?
I don't know. Well, that story, was that part of a larger
sex trafficking ring? They did a human trafficking sting and arrested a bunch of people. And
so was he showing up at a location
He wasn't the trafficker. He was the trafficker. So he wasn't being trafficked. He was doing the trafficking, but he also looks like he partook in some of the business as well. And so,
here's a question.
Okay.
It's not ask us anything. It's not next question yet. But our dear friend Scooter begs the question. He says, hilarious. So I guess he doesn't appreciate that we're laughing about this. He said, who can we make fun of? Culturally, are we at a point where we...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Need to make fun of that person? Should they be publicly shamed?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We don't make fun of enough. I mean, you may find this surprising, but I find humor in a lot of things, and I don't want to. I want to be able to just express that more often than not. This is one where you go, everybody can agree that this person should basically be publicly shamed, which is what this guy's doing.
What attributes does this person who's involved in this trafficking sting? Who's presenting himself? I mean, like I said, I think he's a prettier woman as a man than he was as a man playing a woman. What attributes does that human being still possess that should shield him from the absolute most public ridicule that one human being can get? Maybe part of the problem is that we aren't shaming and dismissing certain elements of our society enough, because everybody is too quiet and waiting for someone to say, oh, so I guess we're going to make fun of them, huh? That, which is a judgment on you. Here we are having a conversation about somebody involved in trafficking, and there is a very consistent drumbeat, because they love their drums, where you are always reminded. Like, it's like now is the time where they really try to tap into the humanity of people. It's like, this is the guy, this is the thing that pushed you over the edge. This is the thing that's like, we should care for these people. I don't care for these people at all. And, you know, the question is, who else should we make fun of? I mean, that could be the first question we ask in next question is, like, let's start listing the people who we should be publicly making fun of. If you're involved in trafficking, I think that's like, that's like top of the first inning of what we should be doing with these people. I don't know. We're so soft. We're such a soft culture right now.
You know what's terrible about it too, is that somehow we've gotten to the place where a lot of people, I don't know that we would do it, but a lot of people would go, do I need to consider his feelings? Before they just laugh at such a ridiculous person who's obviously in the bowels of evil. Like, why would you question making fun of that?
Well, the thing that's disgusting about this,
putting it down,
the thing that is so repulsively disgusting about this is really the veil of what makes him a protected person. Look at what, if he's transgender because he's a man posing as a woman, and, you know, the sheriff is having a little bit of fun with the presentation of his transgenderism there. They're saying that trafficking, sex trafficking, this type of a situation, whatever the crimes were in this sting in Florida, they're saying that as heinous as that is, transgenderism is outside of your purview to criticize somebody. If they have participated in one of the most disgusting, heinous types of things that you can participate in, transgenderism will make them immune to the criticism that they should get for the crimes that they're committing. That's the world that they've tried to push us into. And I feel like we were careening towards the edge of the cliff, and we were about to go off the edge of the cliff into that psychotic way of thinking, and somebody was able to turn the wheel at the last minute, and the back tires went out over the cliff, and we hit the gas, and Donald Trump got elected, and we started to be common sense again, and we're like, we should make fun of these people.
That's really good.
Thank you. Yeah. It's visual.
Yes.
That was dope.
You got the like when the tires are going out, which is also the sound I make when I make any turn at a high rate of speed. My kids now make it when I make a turn. They got friends in the car and I'm making a turn and my kids in unison are like, I'm like, don't worry, it's going to be fine. Sorry, kids. All right, let's take a quick break. next question, next segment. What do you want to know from the Annie Fry Show? The first one we're going to ask, I'm going to ask the room. We'll see if Ethan can get in here, if he's got a free couple minutes with us. Who communicates better, men or women? We want your thoughts on this as well. Maybe this is a very obvious answer to you. Maybe you've thought about it and you're not 100% sure which way it's going to go. Jaws said, men versus women, tough call, depends on context. Men better with other men, women better with other women. Men more efficient, women include subtext. I think, but I'm a man, so I don't get subtext. So even the answers are complicated. Who communicates better, folks, men or women? Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll, go vote there. Leave your question for us, and maybe we'll pick it on air in the next segment. Don't go away. Take my hands,
my D, and this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.